Losing leadership. The title of this post is a bit of a play on the phrase itself. You see, we're losing leadership because we've got losing leadership. You feel me? It's all around you. And unfortunately, it's spreading like a virus. But I get it though. Leading is hard, especially for those who only want to lead because of the alleged trappings, accoutrements, and inevitable power that comes with leadership. Stick a pin in that though. I'll be hitting that in depth in a post very soon. As I was saying, leading is hard. That is, when you want to do it well and truly serve and help people. It's hard in this sense. You feel a responsibility to those whom you're leading. Not so much as it pertains to misleading them, but letting them down in the sense that you'll be unable to help them. You want them to succeed in the most desperate of ways. You do everything you can to serve them, to be a true servant leader. And yet, all around you are very selfish, me type of folk who never met a mirror they didn't like. Shout out to Alfalfa. They ascribe to the TO school of leadership. I love me some me. Losing leadership. And unfortunately, there's no magic elixir for fixing this problem or eradicating this virus. But what I can tell you is this, there will always be losing leadership. Yeah, I know, that's not real encouraging. It's not quite what you expected, because bad news stinks. But there's some good news too. As long as there are folk like you and those around you who are committed to serving and being servant leaders, you can redeem and restore those who've been impacted by losing leadership. And in some cases, you'll be the one who replaces losing leaders. So continue to serve, read, because leaders are readers, learn, invest in yourself and others, and grow. And as you do, losing leadership may very well soon become leaving leadership. Speaking life into your existence, this is Eric James.